I would love to pray with you. If you have any need, we want to help you pray. We don't ask a lot of questions. We don't try to even get into your business, but we want to help you pray for God to do a miracle in your life. And certainly trust that the Word of God will encourage you along those lines. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. One translation in just modern English says, it was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And I'm trying to reach for somebody that can relate to that today. Maybe you've been in a situation where you just don't even know where you're at or where you're going. Faith in Jesus Christ can get you from point A to point B, and you'll be so thrilled for where God is leading you. Church, would you help me pray for a demonstration of the power of the Spirit of God? Pray passionately and directed by the Spirit of God. There are people that God wants to speak to, and He wants to bless through your faith right now. God, right now, in Jesus' name. Ila maseko tika lebo sikata ya la masaya la mama saya. Ilo botika lebo sikata ya la mama saya. Ilo boko tika lebo sikata ya la masata ya la boso. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, God bless you. You may be seated. Just a couple of verses before the verse that we have just read, we read this: but without faith, it is impossible to please Him, to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Faith makes anything possible. And yet one of the things that faith makes possible is just the very reality that I can please God by faith. And pleasing God has a whole lot of benefits. But to please God, you probably have to get to the point where you acknowledge, I don't even know if I know God. I don't even know how to connect with God. And it's in that kind of arena that faith steps in, and you try to reach out to God by faith, and that pleases Him. That doesn't mean you have all the answers. It doesn't mean you got it all figured out, but there's at least some sort of motivation that if I reach out to Him, He'll reach out to me. If I talk to Him, He'll even speak to me by His Word, by His Spirit. That's faith, and it's a powerful force. We mentioned about this last week, that it is a firm belief in something for which there is no proof, but I have confidence. I've never seen Jesus physically, but I know He's real. I have faith in Him. He has done things in my life and for my family that no one else could have ever done. I have a conviction about the reality that I'm a part of that is based solely upon the testimony of God. I am one of those, and I know I'm in good company here today, but there are things I read in the Bible that sometimes I don't even know what that is. I mean, I'm like, I got to read that again. I got to get the concordance out. And I read it, and I'm still not sure. And you know what? I just keep reading and studying, and eventually some of it makes sense, and other parts of it I still wonder to this day. But that doesn't change my confidence in everything I can read and do understand and see the power of God as He responds to His word in my life. I give an example. I can tell you whether it was the first time or the last time, I don't need a theology degree to see that the Bible says to repent. The Bible calls all of humanity to find a place where you say, God, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for the things I've done that don't line up with your word. And I can tell you from the first time to the last time, and I've done it many times, there is a weight that is lifted off of my soul every time I put my faith in the part of the word of God I do understand. It changes everything. I was just a boy, which means you don't have to be super smart. I know all our boys are smart, but I wasn't that smart when I was a boy, and I'm still working on getting smart. But I remember being a boy, and I found out that the Bible speaks of baptism. My mother didn't force me to get baptized. It's like my own son. He was just young, I think just 5, when he said, Daddy, I gotta be baptized. I thought, well, he's kind of young. Does he really know what it means? I put him off a few weeks, and Sunday after Sunday, I got to be baptized, Daddy. I thought, well, maybe it's because other people are being baptized. He's just watching them, and so he wants to do what other people are doing. So finally one day, I said, why do you want to be baptized? He said, because if I'm not baptized, my sins will not be washed away. Now, there's a whole lot of the Bible that he may not understand today, but I'm glad he understands that part, that when you're baptized, all your sins are washed away. Now, I don't want to throw stones at anybody's faith, but I want to tell you, just so you know, we don't baptize babies here because we feel like for baptism to make a difference, there must be faith in Jesus Christ. There must be an understanding of my need to repent of my sins. So you've got to be old enough to know what you're doing. But if you're old enough to know that you need Jesus to wash your sins away, you don't have to join this church. You don't have to reach a certain IQ or education in terms of religious knowledge. All you got to do is say, preacher, I want my sins to be washed away. And we've got the robes ready. We've got the water ready. We'll baptize anybody today. I can tell you, I was just a young person when I began to read about the Holy Ghost, that the Spirit of God would literally fill the soul of an individual. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I was just a young person when I was worshiping the Lord in church, and I was literally filled with the Spirit of God, and I spoke in a language that wasn't English or any other kind of language that maybe someone could have gave me the words to say. It came straight from God. I was just a boy, but I was able to put faith in God and in His word. My point is this: wherever I'm at today, I've come this far by faith. Whoever you are, I may not know the details of your journey, and there may be things in the Bible that, like me, you might say, man, I don't know what that means. I'm not sure I've got that figured out. But if you have any kind of connection with God whatsoever, you have come this far by faith. And I'm trying to preach to you today that if the faith that you had was strong enough to get you where you are today, then that same faith can be activated for every circumstance in your life, because God didn't bring you here to leave you here. Wherever you started out on in your journey with the Lord, it's His goal for you to keep walking with Him. It's His goal for you to keep walking with Him until you get to glory, until you get to heaven.
heaven until the trumpet sounds. I come this far by faith. And I'm not going to stop now. Praise the name of the Lord. So that's why we're looking at Abraham. I mean, it's an Old Testament example, and he was an older man, and you could say, well, man, why does that relate to my life? And I do think it's significant that what we read today was from the New Testament. It reminds us that those stories in the Old Testament are written for our example. That history of God working in the Old Testament should not be discarded, but God wants us to learn about how he acts in the lives of people even as New Testament believers. But what I want us to see today is that when God started working with Abraham, he had no idea what God was doing. Abraham knew that God was reaching for him. Abraham knew that God was calling him. Abraham knew that there was a God that had a plan for him. But the scripture says that Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. He left his homeland. He left his family. And he just headed on a journey with no clue as to where it would end up. And I say to you, that is faith. That takes faith. Somewhere, somebody has got to link up with God on a level that you make up your mind. I don't know where he's leading me, but I've come this far by faith, and I'm going to keep walking with God all the way in his will. I don't know what the future's going to end up like, but I've come this far by faith, and I'm going to do what he tells me to do. Until I find out where he was leading me all along. Now, I don't know how it is for you husbands, but at least in my car, my wife wants to know where we're going. I'm not trying to throw her under the bus or under our car. But I'm one of those husbands, and I know maybe not every husband is this way, but I don't have to know where I'm going to just put it in drive. I'm just happy to be driving. And there are times that she can tell that we're kind of going the long way. And it doesn't bother me. We've come this far by faith. I know for some of you, that type of thinking and that type of living may be a little bit more difficult than some of us that we don't ever ask for directions. We just kind of make it up as we go along. And I thank God that we don't have to make it up. We've got his word to lead us and guide us. But I think we ought to be honest that there is an aspect of your relationship with God that no matter how much Bible you know, no matter how much you've been quoting since you were a kid in Sunday school, there are places where God takes you and you have no idea what God's up to. That's when you got to stir up that faith and say, wait a minute, he didn't bring me this far just for me to fail. He's got a plan for my life, so I'm just going to obey his word. I'm just going to trust him. I'm just going to please him. I say we've come this far by faith, and sometimes you say, yeah, you're right, preacher, but where in the world are we? That's how living for God is sometimes, but I'm trying to reach for somebody. Wherever you are today, whatever faith has done in your life to get you a little bit closer to God than where you started, the journey is not over. It's not time to put God on the back burner. It's not time to put your Bible on the back shelf. It's time to say, wait a minute, God, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my faith in you, but now I want more of you. I want to know more of your will. I want to move more in the direction of your plan. Is there anybody that could raise a hand or raise your voice and say, Jesus, I've come this far by faith, but I'm not finished yet. I've come this far by faith, but I want to go all the way with Jesus. I've come this far by faith, but I want everything you have for me. Sometimes we treat faith like a life preserver instead of a lifestyle. I mean, most people in this building can remember the time you first put your faith in Jesus. Kind of like the life preserver. Okay, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. See you later, God. I'm going to live my life. I don't think that's the way faith is supposed to operate in our lives. I think faith is supposed to be a lifestyle. If you ever accepted the Lord as your Savior, that was not the end of your relationship with God. That was the beginning of your relationship with God. Faith was to be your lifestyle. You were to get in the Word and read through it and know, okay, God, what is your will for my life and what is your will for my family? I want to say to anybody here today, if you have never repented of your sins, you still got to put faith in repentance. If you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, you need to have enough faith to be baptized today. If you've never been filled with the Spirit of God, you need to have faith today to say, Jesus, fill me before I leave this place. And furthermore, if you're not living according to His Word, there needs to be the kind of faith that says, God, lead me in holiness, lead me in righteousness, lead me in a consecration to You that ends up sounding like, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. But if faith is not our lifestyle, we have a tendency to get in a rut. We get into the same routine, and what we don't realize is, oh, we still believe in God, but that faith is not near as powerful as it was when we started believing in God. It's not as active in our life on a regular basis. Then something goes wrong with the job, or something goes wrong with the family, and we're like, oh my goodness, where's my faith? And then we come to God, and we're desperate. We kind of hope He'll hear us. And He's so merciful that a lot of good stuff happens, but we're not meant to live for God that way. That kind of yo-yo relationship with God will leave us frustrated, and there'll be times when God doesn't seem to answer the prayer the way we thought He was, and so our faith will get a little bit weaker, or there'll be times when it seems like the miracle doesn't happen and we wonder if there even is a God. You don't want to live for God that way. You want to have a lifestyle that says, I've come this far by faith. If He answers my prayer, I'm going to be in church. If He doesn't answer my prayer, I'm going to be in church. If He heals my baby, He's a healer. If He doesn't heal my baby, He's still a healer. Why? Because I've come this far by faith. I'm living for Him. I'm walking with Him. I'm trusting Him. Praise God. I need to do a little bit more exercise. I'm not preaching on that, but I notice I'm getting a little bit winded up here. I mean, don't call the EMT or nothing like that. But I want to say something to everybody here. You've got faith for what God wants you to do next, or you wouldn't even be here. You've got faith to get a little bit more of God in your life, or you wouldn't even have as much of God as you have right now. So I'm asking you to let that faith take over your life a little bit more than it's taking it over right now. In other words, your first impulse in the morning ought to be to think about how big God is. I mean, you got to go to the same job and you're living in the same house and you've got the same bills to pay, but don't let it just be about you. Let it be about Him. Let that faith start to bleed past Sunday and into your lifestyle. Don't just let that be for preachers or for missionaries. Let that be for every person that knows there's a God and knows I've come this far by faith. Let that faith become a part of your lifestyle, because you got a lot more faith than you realize. You got a lot more faith than you realize. And this world needs to see your faith operating. Your family needs to see your faith in action. There's someone that looks to you right now that when they're facing a crisis, they need to know, I better go to Brother Keith. He's got lots of faith. We need to be those kind of people for each other. Is that okay? We need to be those kind of neighbors for each other. I'm not just a Christian. I just don't go to church on Sunday. I've come this far by faith. It's not just my religion. It's not just my denomination. I've come this far by faith. In other words, I wouldn't be here if God didn't get me here. And if He could get me here, He can get me there. I'm living by faith. I'm walking by faith. So I want to teach you something about your faith, because I think it'll help you just get past the life preserver into the lifestyle. a simple lesson. Then the musicians will come. Service will be over soon. But God will work a miracle in your life. In the book of Isaiah, I'm not going to read every verse. But if you were to make note of Isaiah 38, if you were to go home and just read that chapter, it's just 22 verses. I'm going to tell you how it starts. Instead of reading the whole thing, you just trust me. And if it turns out that it wasn't in there, I'll give you the mic next Sunday. You can set the record straight. But I read it just this week, so I know it's in there. All right? I'm just saving a little bit of time to telling you. In Isaiah 38, we read about a king by the name of Hezekiah. And the preacher, the prophet Isaiah, comes to Hezekiah. He says, Hezekiah, you're going to die. All right? Now, I don't believe the preacher was mad at Hezekiah. He was just giving him a word from the Lord. How many of you come to church today for a word from the Lord? You don't want that word, do you? He said, Hezekiah, you're going to die. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. He said, now, hold your ears. He said, God, I don't want to die. That's what he said. And the prophet heard from God again. God said, you go tell Hezekiah, I'm going to add 15 years to his life. Now, I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but I want you to see the last verse. Isaiah 38 and verse 22. Hezekiah also had said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? Well, think about this for a moment. You just told me that I'm going to die, and I believe that. But now you're telling me I'm going to live. Give me a sign. You see how powerful our faith is? If it's a negative report, man, we believe it with everything we got. But if it's a miracle report, give me a sign, God. When a preacher prays for me today, let me feel that. That boogie woogie, you know, whatever. I don't know what it is for you. For me, it's the boogie woogie. See, we've got faith, right? But we've got to take our faith off of the negative report. We've got to take our faith off of the circumstance. We've got to take our faith off of all of those things that we're feeding our mind with. And we've got to put our faith in the Word of God. The old timers would say it this way, whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. I say we've come this far by faith. There's some of you right now, you feel like, yeah, you know what, there's a good chance I ain't got too many years left. You've already told the family, you know what, this pain won't go away. I know it's something real bad wrong. You've got so much faith in that. But what if the preacher would say to you today, the scripture says you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. What if you put as much faith in the Word of God as you do in everything else? What if we put as much faith in the Word of God as we do in the report from the doctor or the report from the surgeon, whatever the case may be. You know, somebody needs to say, I've come this far by faith. I've come this far by faith. I've come this far by faith. I read a report once. Now, I'm not making this up. You can verify this too. And it was all about people that come from broken homes. It was a report for, like, for instance, sons that grew up without their dad. And I grew up without my dad. And I actually grew up in New York City. And there are some things about growing up in a city like that, that there are other issues connected with that kind of lifestyle. Being the kind of kid where when you got up in the morning, my mother was already gone to work. It was up to me whether or not I was going to go to school. There was nobody there making sure I got on the bus. There was no bus. It was just, well, let's see how it goes. I will tell you, she was praying before she ever left for work. She was praying while I was laying in bed going to sleep. But there was a whole lot of little comforts that were not there to keep me on the right path. And so here's the deal. When I read that report, it said kids that come from broken homes, they're likely to turn to drugs. They're likely to become people that commit crimes. This was all in the statistics of the report. And it said, you know, in fact, some of them may even turn to suicide because of issues that come from growing up without a dad. I could have chosen to believe that report. But what saved me is I'd come to services like this, and I'm not just talking about once in a blue moon. Over and over again, my mom got me in church every midweek service, every Sunday service, every special service, every event connected with the church. She just kept me getting there. She just kept me in the presence of God. She just kept me where I get the word of God. She taught me to read the Bible every day at home. She taught me to get a prayer life for myself at home. And so I was constantly getting this message from God. You can make it. You can be what I want you to be. You can serve me. You can live for me. You know what? I've come this far by faith. I'm trying to sell somebody. I'm not saying all those reports may not be true, but there is another report, and that is Jesus Christ is alive, and Jesus Christ is here, and he's called you. He's led you. You've come this far by faith. Praise the name of the Lord. If you've ever had faith in the problem, man, this is going to destroy our finances. This is going to destroy our marriage. This is going to destroy our family. Why don't you have faith in the promise? We serve a God that hears and answers prayer. We serve a God that heals and blesses and provides. And we come this far by faith. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. I was thinking about this in preparation for this message. And I don't want to, I know I've mentioned a little personal anecdote, and I know sometimes if it's all about you, it makes you want to throw up. And that's not my point today. But I know what he's done for me. I know I've come this far by faith. I've said something like this before, and I want to say it again because it always makes me laugh. Some of you guys, you got it going on. And you know that that girl that you call your wife, she's blessed to have you. You know it. So for you, there was no faith involved. Because you just knew, well, whenever she wakes up, she's going to see her dream has come true. That's how you live. Because you got the looks, you got the education, you got the money. I didn't have none of that. None of that. But you know what I got? You know what I got? I know. I don't know if I heard this in church. But somebody preached it's going to take a money, a whole lot of money, honey. But I don't know if I heard that in church, but it didn't take me money. It didn't take me, and I'm not against money or education or none of that. But I'm going to tell you right now, I had a mama that was praying. God, whoever you want him to marry. She had a mama that was praying. God, I hope it's not him, but if that's your will. I'm trying to get a message to somebody today. And you could point to my wife. You could point to my kids. You could point to my life. You could point to my house. You could point to every single thing that's connected to me. And I can guarantee you, I've come this far by faith. I didn't do it for me. He did it for me. I didn't get here by myself. I got here because of him. I've come this far by faith. You may be seated. I'm almost done. I don't need a bigger church to feel like, man, I'm a good pastor. But I can tell you right now, if God could fill this church the way he's filled this church, he could fill 10 churches just like this one. Oh, yeah. You know why? Because we didn't get here on our own. We come this far by faith. And so I could just look at what he's already done and tell you he's about to do all kinds of stuff. Because whenever I listened to him and he sent me, I didn't know I was going to end up here. I'm like Abraham in that regard. God said, follow me. I said, where we're going? He said, I'll tell you when we get there. But it's been fun so far. And I just don't think he does that for preachers. I don't think he does that for pastors. I just feel like if God would call me to this city, if God would call me to this church, maybe you're here because you come this far by faith. Maybe you're living for God because you come this far by faith. Amen. I got a whole lot more preach in me, but I got more food in me than preach right now. Here's my message right here. This is what you got to latch on to. This is the word from God for you right now. Are you ready? Because if you can get this, if you just pretend like you got it, then I don't have to preach anymore. So just pretend. If you need a job miracle, please remember, it was your faith that got you your last job before you needed faith for this next job. So if you've come this far by faith, now's the time to believe God like never before. Now's the time to believe God like never before. If you are here today and you have a financial need, I want you to just stop everything and think. Before I needed money now, I needed money then, and he got me what I needed then so that I could be here now saying, wait a minute, if you gave me a money miracle back then, I've come this far by faith. And for me to get the money I need to go to the next level, I've got to trust God. I'm not saying you don't need a job. I'm not saying you shouldn't pay your bills. I'm not saying it's all pie in the sky and he's our sugar daddy. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we've come this far by faith. And the fact that you need a miracle today ought to remind you, I wouldn't have got here if I didn't get a miracle back there. And so I've come this far by faith. Oh, help me now. Help me now. This side over here, you're about to go to lunch with me. The rest of y'all, I'm not so sure. Because I got four preachers ready to keep this message going. I'm praying for sicknesses now. And some of them are pretty huge. I know of needs even in this sanctuary of people that are so sick, they need a miracle from God. Even though doctors have done what they could, there's still this sense of unless God intervenes. But I want you to know, as much as I can look sickness in the face and say, oh God, what are we gonna do? I can also look at dozens of others in this congregation that you should have already been dead. You should have already been in the grave, but God healed you. God delivered you. You've come this far by faith. Praise God. I'm saying if you need to be healed today, I want you to just try to rewind the tape of your life. And if he's ever healed you enough so you could be breathing right now, you need to say, I've come this far by faith. And if he healed me before, he'll heal me again. If he brought me through that medical situation, he can bring me through this medical situation. Come on, there are people right here, right now, that your family needs a miracle. But if you would just look back, my family was so messed up. It was a disaster. But God met us way back here. He helped us. He answered our prayer. He ministered to us. And then he brought us a little bit further and a little bit further and a little bit further. How do we get where we are today? We've come this far by faith, and here I am standing here, and oh my God, my family needs a miracle again. But let me not forget, I wouldn't be standing here if he didn't give me the miracle back then. So I've come this far by faith. I've come this far by faith. Would you stand with me right now? Everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. I'm asking everybody in the building, whether you're a part of this church family or you're just a guest, I want you to think right now. Think right now. Meditate right now. Is there a situation that God could bring to your mind right now that you know it may have been a few days ago, it may have been a few years ago, you know you needed God and he was there for you? Think about it. Think about it. We don't have time to give everybody the mic, but I want you to think about it right now. anybody in this building that can remember a time when you needed a miracle and you put your faith in Jesus. It may have been finances, it may have been family, it may have been sickness related, it could have been something that I haven't even mentioned, but you know, I was in a situation, preacher, where I needed something that only God could do, and God did it. I want you to look back for just a moment as if you're holding that situation in your hand, and I want you to realize if you had enough faith for God to do it back then you have enough faith for God to do it now. If you had enough faith for God to do it there, then you've got enough faith for God to do it here. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, this is going to take a little bit of courage. I'm not going to embarrass anybody. But if you're one of those people that something came to your mind, I want you just to wave your hand. You don't have to tell us what it is. Just wave your hand so everybody can see. There's a lot of hands waving right now. I would love for you to look around and see all the hands. I would love for you to look around. Now, why are these people waving? They're saying, you know what? There was a time when I couldn't get where I am now if God wouldn't have brought me through then. But I've come this far by faith. I've come this far by faith. You can put your hands down. If you need a miracle today, if God would do it for them, why won't He do it for you? And if God did it for you back then, He's the same God that can do it for you right now. So I don't want you thinking about something that's way back in the past now. I want you to close your eyes again, and I want you to face something in your life right now that you know a miracle is really what you need. A miracle is really what you need. I don't want you to blurt it out. I don't want you to be embarrassed about what it is, but I want you to try to focus on a miracle. And I want you to know you're standing here in need of a miracle, but you've come this far by faith. You've come this far by faith. And if you would be willing to step out, open your eyes and take that need and bring it to the Lord and just stand right up here. And what I want you to do when you come to the altar, I want you to start thanking God for the miracle that you've asked Him for. I want you to start thanking God for the miracle that you need. That's beautiful. Is there anybody else that would come and say, I'm coming to thank God for the miracle. I've come this far by faith, but I've got something today that only God can handle. I need ministers. I need elders. I need people that can pray the prayer of faith. Is there somebody that would come to the altar and say, wait a minute, don't leave me out, preacher. Don't leave me out, preacher. There's something I need God to do for me today. There's something I need God to do for me today. And I've come this far by faith, but I'm not staying here. I've come this far by faith, but I'm moving forward today.